This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he was directing his administration to begin the process of eliminating special treatment for Hong Kong in response to China's plans to impose new security legislation in the territory. Speaking at a White House news conference, Trump said China had broken its word over Hong Kong's autonomy.
China has replaced its promised formula of one country, two systems with one country, one system. Therefore, I am directing my administration to begin the process of eliminating policy exemptions that give Hong Kong different and special treatment.
Trump's move comes after China moved forward with plans to impose new national security legislation, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the territory no longer warrants special treatment under U.S. law that has enabled it to remain a global financial center. Thursday night, Hong Kong's pro-Beijing government said that any changes in its relationship with the United States would be a double-edged sword. President Donald Trump announced Friday that the United States is cutting all ties with the World Health Organization over its coronavirus response. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president's been railing against the WHO for weeks and argued today it's under China's total control. He says Beijing ignored its virus reporting obligations to the WHO, which in turn misled the world when the virus was discovered.
We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
That's expected to significantly weaken the WHO, since the U.S. is its biggest source of financial support. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota city police officer involved in the death of a black man has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman announced the charges against former officer Derek Chauvin on Friday afternoon.
I'm not insensitive to what's happened in the streets. My own home has been picketed regularly. My job is to do it only when we have sufficient evidence. We have it today.
The charges come after Chauvin held an unarmed African-American man, 46-year-old George Floyd, against the pavement with the officer's knee on his neck. Floyd went unconscious and later died after the incident. Floyd's death has led to two nights of violent protests, including the burning of a police station in Minneapolis Thursday night. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called on Friday for an end to the violent protests and said he expected swift justice for the officers involved. Taiwan's Constitutional Court on Friday decriminalized adultery in a landmark judgment aimed at upholding personal rights and privacy. As Reuters' Joe Davies reports, it scraps a law that activists said discriminated against women.
The adultery law meant those who had sex with a married person or with a person outside marriage could face a year in jail. Protesters in favor of abolishing the law were pleased with the news. Zhang Zhou-ru is the director of the Awakening Foundation.
The number of women prosecuted is higher than men, which is leading to an imbalance along gender lines. At the same time, the legal process of suing for adultery often causes even more severe cracks in family relationships.
Taiwan's scrapping of the adultery law follows South Korea in 2015 and India in 2018. Some argue the law was essential to uphold the sanctity of marriage, but to many it was an outdated infringement that restricted people's freedoms, and the process of enforcing it led to an invasion of privacy.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. Consumer spending plunged in April as coronavirus pandemic shuttered businesses and layoffs have sent the economy into a deep recession. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Commerce Department reports consumer spending dropped 13.6% in April, by far the steepest in records that date back to 1959. Consumer spending is the primary driver of the economy, accounting for about 70% of economic activity. And the declines were across the board, from durable goods like cars to non-durable items such as clothing, and services ranging from doctor visits to haircuts. But even with employers cutting millions of jobs, personal incomes soared 10.5% in April. The increase reflected the billions of dollars in support the government has paid out through unemployment benefits and stimulus checks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.